Greetings, everybody. Welcome to the Shepherd's Call. Pastor Buddy, got a good one for you tonight. You better buckle on your safety harness and get your self strapped in real good. We're going on a genealogy downline, and we're going to really root up some tradition. You know, tradition is something that has really set us back in the pursuit of truth. And if you've got a trained eye, if you've examined Scripture and looked into the depth of the text, you can find certain little nuggets here and there that will turn you on to something that has happened to the Scriptures. Remember in the book of Revelation, chapter 2, it is a warning for us there in that particular chapter to not add to the text. Whosoever adds to, verse 18, this is 22:18, for I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in the book. Now, let's suppose here that the word Holy Bible is not appropriate here, that it ain't as holy as you might think. That's the first thing that we're going to try to dispel in your mind, that this is not a holy book by any stretch of imagination. There's just too many errors. And of course, we've got those that defend it as errorless. And, you know, the King James people themselves, they admit that there's 22,000 errors in the King James translation alone. That's quite a few. And so then we understand that the men that wrote these things spake as they were moved on by the Holy Ghost. We will give the writers all of the benefit of the doubt here, that they spoke the word as was given to them by Spirit. We don't have any dispute there. But men that copied the translators, we call them the translators in this case, and the ones that have penned or changed the text, altered, we believe, purposefully, here and there, and of course we're finding these things more and more as we scrutinize, and we have more ways of searching for the problem here in the text, because we have many comparisons now with the advent of the computer. You can download translation after translation after translation, and you can do your own comparing if you take time to do the searching. And of course we've done a little study in the genealogy. We're going to get into it tonight. We'll give you a good free ride. If you want to take notes, if you want to follow along with us, I think this will be a great experience for you. Verse 18, to him that heareth the prophecy of the word of this book and adds to, God shall add to him the plagues written in the book, and if any man shall take away from the words of this book. So it's proper, or it's possible, that this has happened. There is a possibility stated here in the 22nd chapter, in the 18th and 19th verse. Actually, it's two verses away from the end of the end of the book. So when it was closed and sealed, man, it was handed to man, and then what man's done with it, you know, if you add to it, I told you last night that preachers are going to have to face the Father and be judged with everyone they win to victory through Christ with the truth, or they're going to have to face the Father with all the flock that they deceived. That'd be a very terrible thing for a man to go up there with thousands of souls and blood on his hands to have the burden of deceiving them, the punishment upon you. I don't want that. And Yahweh's family, that's why did I search for truth. Now, if you like to search, you come to the right place, and just leave it right here where we're at on the Shepherd's Call tonight. We'll walk you through the genealogy. I'm going to get right into it tonight. This is in Matthew chapter 1. I'm going to show you right off the bat something's wrong. Something's rotten in Denmark from the word get-go in the account of the genealogy that Luke has. verse 1, the book of the generation, chapter 1, of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Well, we know here that we're looking at the downline here. We're going to read. Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac begot Jacob. And Jacob begot Judah and his brethren. Now, isn't that sort of strange to start a genealogy count like that? That they would put the fourth son in here that doesn't even have, and I challenge anybody under the sound of my voice that will bring one scripture that says Judah has the birthright, just one, and I'll eat the Bible that I'm using right here, I'll eat it page by page, and you can watch me as I eat paper, or you can bring me a crow, maybe I'll eat a crow, I don't know, but show me one verse where Judah has the birthright, and this is what we're looking at, ladies and gentlemen. Duh, come on here. I'm challenging. I'm putting it out there. We've got these behind-the-backers. They'll slip around and, shoot an email back and forth and say, well, Pastor Buddy, Brother, I'll tell you one thing. I'll take him on. Well, come on. Quit shooting your emails around and making your telephone calls. Put your money where your mouth is and let's get ready to rumble. Praise Yahweh. Here, there is no authority whatsoever to inject in here Judah. Because he does not have the birthright, and the birthright goes to the possessor, and I'm going to prove that to you before the night is over. Let me go over to Genesis 49 and show you just exactly what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't fall off the turnip truck yesterday. Praise Yahweh. I've done my research here. I've put in my time. And I'm on the challenge here. I'm trying to kick up some dust here. You know, I'm challenging you to a girl down at OK Corral. If I have to kick dust in your face to get you to pull your gun and fight, I want to see what kind of gun you got and how fast you are on the trigger. Praise Yahweh. Let's find out who's got the birthright. Who should be in here? I'll prove it to you. In the 49th chapter of the book of Genesis, verse 24. Now we're using verse 22, Joseph. This is the bloodline of Joseph. Joseph was the birthright possessor. I don't care what you say. You can call me a British Israelite if you want to. But ladies and gentlemen, here is the truth. I'm not from Great Britain. I say that Ephraim is the United States, and British Israelism is that Ephraim was Great Britain. No way, Jose. That's the lesser. That's Manasseh. Now, we'll take you on that debate if you want to get down and boogie. We'll get down and go back to OK Corral on that doctrine. See, there's many things that I like to debate here. If they have anybody with enough nerve to come out to OK Corral for the showdown. So I have to literally debate this phantom. You know, I use an imagination, and I've got a preacher sitting up there all dressed in black, and he's a gunslinger, and he's got those pearl-handled six-shooters on, and he's bad to the bone. Well, we'll take him on here. Listen to me. But his bow abode in strength, and his arms and his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. Jacob from Joseph. From Joseph comes the shepherd, the stone of Israel. Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. Duh. Well, what's Judah been putting in over here for the birthright son? They got Esrom, and Esrom they got Aram, and on it goes, and on it goes, until it gets down to the fourth and fifth verse, where we have another discrepancy. Yeah, we're going to prove there's a discrepancy here, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, something's wrong with the word. And if something's wrong with the word, we might as well burn this and get us old-timers' almanac and start preaching and teaching out the almanac, because most people don't believe most of what's in here anyway except what they want to believe. When you try to begin to straighten out their thinking for them, then they run back and get under the sugar tit of tradition, and they just suck the breast of stupidity and park their brain in the door of the failure of the bell boxes and take their pocketbooks in and dole out their money to these false prophets. Well, Okay, Corral. It's showdown. Kick butt, take names, bury them on Boot Hill. That's all. I come for war. I come for blood. You spell war backwards and it's nothing but the good old raw truth. That's all. I won't give you truth and don't give me nothing at all. Just like I tell you about Southern Comfort. Give it to me straight. Praise Yahweh. Don't give me nothing to water it down with. I want the truth, and the truth is going to make you free. Notice here, in verse 2 is in error. Abraham begot Isaac, Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Judas. Where's the promise that that Jacob ever said that Judah had the birthright? Duh, I'm waiting. Okay, corral, showdown. Come on, come on. I dare you preachers that believe that Judah has got the birthright to come out of the woodwork and make yourself known. It'd be a good pleasure to shoot you down in the corral. Then we'd put a rope to your foot and mount up and hook it over the horns of the saddle and drag your dead carcass through the dust of time. That's all you deserve because you are deliberately deceiving. Now if you don't know any better, then we'll have mercy on you. We might just wean you a couple of times and teach you not to show up until you do your homework. But if you're deliberate, one of these black, dressed in black, you know, posing as the good guys, but you ain't. We can see through your clothing here. You're a wolf. And we're after wolves. We trap wolves. That's what we're after. And you say, well, Pastor Bunny, I thought sheep was afraid of wolves. Well, in this case, we're not. We're going to take on all comers here in the debate of the genealogy. Something's rotten here, and we're going to prove it before the night is over. And notice verse 5. And Salmon, now if you go back to Salmon, he's out of another bloodline. Duh. Yep, I don't know why they put him in here, but they had to get him in here to get David in here. Just suck the burst of stupidity and park their brain in the door of the failure of the bell boxes and take their pocketbooks in and dole out the money to these false prophets. Well, okay, corral. It's showdown. Kick butt, take names, bury them on Boot Hill. That's all. I come for war. I come for blood. You spell war backwards and it's nothing but the good old raw truth. That's all. I want. Give me truth and don't give me nothing at all. Just like I tell you about Southern Comfort. Get it to me straight. Praise Yahweh. Don't give me nothing to water it down with. I want the truth, and the truth is going to make you free. Notice here, verse 2 is in error. Abraham begot Isaac, Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Judas. Where's the promise that Jacob ever said that Judah had the birthright? Duh, I'm waiting. Okay, corral, showdown. Come on, come on. I dare you preachers that believe that Judah has got the birthright to come out of the woodwork and make yourself known. It'd be a good pleasure to shoot you down in the corral. Then we'd put a rope to your foot and mount up and hook it over the horns of the saddle and drag your dead carcass through the dust of time. That's all you deserve because you are deliberately deceiving. Now if you don't know any better, then we'll have mercy on you. We might just wean you a couple of times and teach you not to show up until you do your homework. But if you're deliberate, one of these black, dressed in black, you know, posing as the good guys, but you ain't. We can see through your clothing here. You're a wolf. And we're after wolves. We trap wolves. That's what we're after. And you say, well, Pastor Bunny, I thought sheep was afraid of wolves. Well, in this case, we're not. We're going to take on all comers here in the debate of the genealogy. Something's rotten here, and we're going to prove it before the night is over. And notice verse 5. And Salmon, now if you go back to Salmon, he's out of another bloodline. Duh. Yep, I don't know why they put him in here, but they had to get him in here to get David in here. Well, David ain't out of the bloodline of Judah. Sorry. I ain't out the book. I just believe it. And I know where it is in the text. It says he's not a Judite. Well, if he's not a Judite, what's he doing in the downline of Judah? Because the priests and the scribes that wanted everybody to believe that the Jews was God's chosen people, masterfully, skillfully, Christ spoke of them. Beware of the scribes. Beware of the Pharisees. What was he talking about the scribes for? What was he in doubt in the scribes? Scribes, are, they didn't have nothing to do but copy text. Hell, he told you right there, beware of scribes. These are the translators now. But all these translators, they're wonderfully devoted Christians. I trust them about as far as I could throw a bull, Bubba Horn. And that ain't too far. Praise Yahweh. Notice verse 6. And Jesse begot David the king. And David begot Solomon of her that had been the wife of Uriah. Now, let's look and see if, now remember the stone shepherd is supposed to come out of Joseph. Here they got him coming out of Judah. Duh! Switcheroo! Did you catch it? Are you going to face up to fact and reality? Pastor, you better go anywhere, anytime, any place to defend your honor and integrity if you want to believe this. Don't be afraid that you won't be defended. I take on all comers. We ain't afraid of 10 gunslingers up in the pulpit with their Bibles when they cannot prove that David is a Jew. There ain't no way, Jose. Pardon my Spanish. Praise Yahweh. Jesse begot David. Is that true? Well, of course that's true. Well, let's look at old Jess. Praise Yahweh. Well, Jesse James would be good. I wish we was back in the days of Jesse James. Well, we could just do our thing, you know, and be gunslingers and be approved and write our own laws. Praise Yahweh with the end of a bullet. I bet Brother Charles is tickled and I bet he's getting a good chuckle up there in North Dakota tonight. Praise Yahweh. Here comes Buddy up gunslinging. And I don't even believe in guns. Well, Charles, you convinced me today. Praise Yahweh. I'm pulling a gun now, and I'm going to use it on these heathen, these idiots, these false prophets, these braying jackasses in the wind that bark like dumb dogs, and that's basically what they are. You say, now, Pastor Buddy, here it says, verse 6 of Matthew. Well, what did I get into the book of Luke? You see, the genealogy is only mentioned in Luke and Matthew here. But there's little tidbits here and there that's scattered around that you can really latch onto. And I mean, it wrecks havoc with somebody that's been here changing text. And we're going to catch them with their pants down. And ladies and gentlemen, you don't show up with OK Corral with your pants down because you got to draw your gun. And remember, it's the first one that clears the leather. And when the bullets start flying, you just better hope and pray that you've got the first bullet going the other way. In this case, Jesse begot David the king. Now, here they say that Jesse is from the bloodline of Judas. That's what it says here. Abraham begot Isaac, and Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Judas and his brethren. Let's go back to Genesis 49, and you'll see exactly who the brethren are. They're leaving the brethren on here. Where in the world do they start with Judah? Here, I'll tell you why, because the Pharisees, those that were mixed with the Canaanites out of the tribe of Judah. Genesis 46:12. Read it in Luke. Praise Yahweh. Yeah, that's how they got in there. Christ said, yeah, I know you're the seed of Abraham. Right here, they're the seed of Abraham. But ladies and gentlemen, they wanted Judas to be in here to be the bloodline descendant of the Messiah. And then they come out smelling like roses when they killed the true Messiah that came out of Galilee. He didn't come out of Judah, came out of Galilee. He didn't come out of Bethlehem, Judea, come out of Bethlehem after a car. I've improved all that. I'm ready to rumble. Praise Yahweh. Let's get on with the bash. Let's crash the titans here. Let's do it. Praise Yahweh. Let's bring blood. Woe to the pastors and the preachers and the prophets that fail to bring blood. I'm after blood. This is either right, and I'm standing by it with my life, or it's wrong, and we need a gunslinger big enough and brave enough to come in and shoot Pastor Buddy off the radio. Wouldn't that be nice? You wouldn't hear this ornery voice no more. But let me tell you one thing, ladies and gentlemen. They better be armed to the teeth. They better have a bazooka. They better have a howitzer. They better have the fat baby. You're talking about the big boy. You better come with the big stuff, because I'm telling you, I think it said this here and a little, I think it said that won't do the job. So don't send none of them little slick willies up. You better send your best. And they better be well-versed. What about Mr. Van Impey? Ain't he a 10,000 scripture memory man? Send him up. We'll take on Mr. Jackie Van Imp. Yeah, we'll take him on if he wants to debate this. He's in love with God's chosen people over there anyway. And the Catholic Church, why don't he get on here? I'm sure that they're tuned in and monitoring Truth Radio here tonight. Some of these big dogs ought to bark. I mean, here's this little chihuahua up here, just this little creature. Just a little chihuahua. And the big German shepherds and everything else, you know, and the big rock wallers. They're down on the porch of Trammell. And all I've got here is a bark of a chihuahua. Woo, woo, woo. Bring your book. Come on. Bring your book, verse, and chapter. Bring your book, verse, and chapter. I'm just a little chihuahua. I'm barking. I'm dying. And there's these little mongrels out here, these hybrids. They're standing. They move under the porch. They're way over there under in the field, all huddled up in a big herd, waiting to see which way to go. Well, I'll assure you, ladies and gentlemen, that the truth will prevail, darkness will be dispelled by light, and the light is here in the message of the hour, genealogy checkoff. That's what we got here. And it's a showdown at OK Corral. David was the son of Jesse. Now, what's he doing here in the downline? I beg to ask you, what's he doing in the downline of Judas here? Why did the Pharisees put David as a Jew, or from the tribe of Judas, or Judah? Here it says Judas, that's the Hellenization of the word Judah, or the tribe of Yehuda, if I was to speak correctly. And we'll just give you the King James Version here, because it says, and Judas begot Phares, and Jacob begot Judas. What's that got to do with the genealogy of the promise of the birthright son? They have left the birthright son out and put in one that didn't have the birthright. That's what they did. Oh, my. Here we are at the center of OK Corral, and the music's playing. Praise Allah. Will you come back and we'll pull the six-shooters and we'll far away. I'm going into the Book of Luke. You come back, I'll compare the genealogy. You'll see. Book of Luke. You come back, I'll compare the genealogy. You'll see. Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We finally made it back here, praise Yahweh, into the revelation of truth. You know Satan, he don't like to hear the truth no way. So anytime he can stick his nose into the truth to muddle up the picture, that's what he does. And here we are in the book of Matthew. Listen to me as I read again. For your information, I just went over to Luke. I'm going to backtrack here a couple of minutes for you and show you something here. And Jesse begot David. Now remember, Jesse was the begotten of Obed. Boaz begot Obed of Ruth. You see, Boaz and Ruth begot Obed, and Obed begot Jesse. Let's see just exactly what Jesse was. 1 Samuel 17:12. Now David was the son of the Ephratite. There. He ain't no Judite, ladies and gentlemen. Jesse ain't no Judite. Never was a Judite. Jesse was an Ephraimite out of the king tribe, if you will, the birthright tribe of Ephraim Joseph. Now we're getting right. Now we're setting the record straight. Error number two here. Now notice this. Verse 6 of Matthew chapter 1. And Jesse begot David the king. David begot Solomon. So Solomon is in the downline, as it is recorded here, the Pharisees, the scribes, they have put Solomon in here. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's go back and see what old Solomon did here. if you go back to 1 Samuel, and I'm going back there just right now, praise Yahweh. If you go back there in 2 Samuel, let me get over there, 2 Samuel chapter 11. Let me turn over that for you, praise Yahweh. I'd like to show you the character, this cat, praise Yahweh. Well, let's see, Samuel, the 2 Samuel. Let's go to 1 Kings. Let's see if that's where it's at. That's probably where we want to go to. 1 Kings, yeah. Chapter 11, this is 1 Kings. But King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughter of the Pharaohs, and the Moabites, the Abites, the Ebedites, the Zedarites, the Hittites, the Canaanites, and the Dabans. He clung to all these women in love, and he had 300 of these bad girls, and he had 700 and 300 concubines. And these wives turned his heart away to other gods, and his heart was not perfect. Now, he went after Ashtoreth, the goddess. You talk about this as a holy man? Duh! When donkeys fly, the Sidonians and the Milcon, the abomination of the Amorites, and Solomon did evil. And he did evil. Now then, let me go back and read you what Luke has to say. He's got a different version here. He don't acknowledge that Solomon's even in the downline of Christ. Let's find out. The genealogy of Jesus, Luke chapter 3, beginning at verse 23. Now, I'm not going to read all of it. I'm going to drop down to verse 31, but I'll read the first verse 23 where it starts the genealogy downline. We got a discrepancy here. We got two different variations of genealogy. Somebody's wrong. Now, if I can prove that there's something wrong with a little bit of it, then it puts all of it in suspect. We're going to have to revamp, relook the downline genealogy. Well, that's what we've done. And it don't turn out like the Jews wanted it to or intended it to, but the people of the earth have bit this apple and eat it up, and tradition has entered in, and it's hard to break through the barrier of stupidity. As I said, most Christians park their brain in the foyer and take their pocketbook to the altar. That's all that the Bell Box churches want with you anyway. They don't want your brain up there to think. They want you to be conditioned, and they do your thinking for you. It's all pre-programmed, and it's all pre-packaged in deceit. And the Bible said they would deceive the very elect. Everywhere you go, in every congregation, they sincere men and women, honestly contending for the faith. They're ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth because of this great veil of deceit and ignorance and fear and superstition hanging over the minds and hearts, just like the veil of Moses when they read the book. But the Bible says when they turn to the truth, the veil will be taken away. That's what I'm asking for, ladies and gentlemen. Look, all we need is a truth here, and if I can prove that there's a discrepancy in the genealogy here and there, then it all becomes, like I say, suspect, and we've got to go back to the drawing board, and we're going to have to re-examine the downline and the genealogy of the proper child. Not the one that they put in. They put in Judas, and Judas ain't supposed to be in here. He has no privileges of being in there. He wasn't chosen to be the birthright son. Although they put him in there, he's not supposed to be in there. And then when Buddy comes along, and I tell you different, everybody wants to get puffed up and mad at Pastor Buddy. Well, go ahead. Make my day. Get in line. We'll see you at OK Corral. Read it or weep. And repent, or we read it, and deny, and we'll shoot you down at OK Corral, because the Bible said the books are going to be opening that day, ladies and gentlemen. OK Corral, that's Matthew 25:31, in case you're interested. Yes, there's going to be a day of reckoning, and the Bible says that God, in the past, winked at ignorance, but calls on all men now to repent. So, it'd be better for you not to hear the truth of this than to go swinging with the monkeys and skip the ruin through the turnip patch here. Praise Yahweh, you better get your heart right. Look at verse 31 and then Matthew chapter 1, verse 6. We have a discrepancy here. We have the bloodline coming through Solomon, in verse 6 of Matthew 1, and we have the bloodline of David's other son, Nathan, in the genealogy. And ladies and gentlemen, you either have to have one or the other. I thought they didn't marry the same woman. Duh. They weren't the same bloodline. Nathan here didn't go after them whorish Canaanites and mix with them. Solomon did. And prove that, done prove that to you. We're at OK Corral. This is Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Cry. Man, I'm telling you, you have to be a man or woman to belly up to the bar here. We don't serve sarsaparilla. And they ain't no milk. We shoot people that want milk around here. We don't take no prisoners. If you can't eat meat, you better belly up to the bar and then back down to the local drive-in where they fleece you, clean you, skin you, and blind you. Well, over here, we do the same thing, only we give you your sight back. And that's the difference between the light and the darkness. Praise Yahweh. Which was the son of Melah, which was the son of Menan, which was the son of Mephatha, which was the son of Nathan, which was the son of David, which was the son of Jesse, and Jesse was an Ephratite. Now we're getting somewhere. So, duh. These stupid people will email,
well, Pastor Buddy said, if you just look at the Bible here in Luke chapter 3, it tells you that that Christ come through the bloodline of Judah.
Oh, man, how stupid. And Jesus, verse 23, and Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age, being as was supposed. I mean, hell. I mean, what do they have to do? Have to hit you in the head with a gong? This ain't the gong show here. Which was supposed to the son of Joseph. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there ain't no use even going to the genealogy chart here, because right off the bat here, they start with Joseph. Right off the bat, and Joseph ain't got one drop of blood contributed to the son. So how in the living hell can he be the father? He was the father, you know it. Well, then the rest of this is just like, well, I can't even say that on radio, praise Yahweh. It's useless here. You know what a bulldog is and what he's got? Well, it's just like a bulldog here. He's got things that's just useless. And we oughtn't even, I mean, there's no argument here. I mean, the argument is mute. Christ did not have a natural father. So why are we in this bloodline thing for here? Well, then, let's go back and get it as it was supposed. Let's just take a look at Joseph here. Okay, let's go back and look at Joseph. Okay, we're back to Matthew. And verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child. She done had a child when Joseph got in the picture. She done packing a baby in her womb. That's what it says here. That's the way I read it. But maybe you want to argue in genealogy. Let's go back over. Do I have to keep kicking butt here and taking names? Yeah, I do, because, you see, everybody wants to call in, or they want to write Pastor Buddy. Pastor Buddy, evidently you just skipped over on the genealogy. You didn't read where he was the son of Judah and the downline of Judah. Well, see, ladies and gentlemen, come on. Back to 1 Chronicles chapter 5. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, for he was the firstborn. 1 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 1, read it and weep. For he was the firstborn. See, he was Reuben, I said last night, Reuben should have had this thing. He had it wrapped up in a tight shot group here. He was headed for the birthright privileges. But you know what that was, rascal done? Why, he went up there and made love to his daddy's wife. Yeah, old Jacob caught him right in the bed with one of his wives. So Jacob said, okay, old boy. And you want to play incest, and you want to sow your seed and the turnip patcher. Well, I got news for you. I just put a curse on you, or I'll block this birthright, and you ain't getting any turnip to you, son, because you done violated the contract here, and you are no longer in line for it. Well, duh. Well, let's go to the next one. Who was that? Who was the next son? Who was the next one? Who was the next one? Go to Genesis 46. I've been over it. You get down to Simeon. He had a Canaanite. He was expelled from privileges. Judah had a Canaanite wife. Yes, he did, ladies and gentlemen. Had offspring. You see, everybody tried to sweep that under the rug. Bastard, but I'm going to let you. I'm going to drag all them little bastards out and let you take a look at them. They don't belong in the family of Israel. They're bastards. You say, what? Yeah, they're bastards. They're mixed. And they ain't going to inherit, ladies and gentlemen. That's what Satan was trying to get in to do. I mean, he kept corrupting. See, he jumped on the first sign there right out of the chute. And he said, hey, go up there and crawl on the bed with the old man's wife and have your little baby, and I'll bless you. Well, that's what he done. Really, no, he crawled on the bed. But notice here. For as much then as he defiled his father's bed, his birthright was given to the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel. And the genealogy is not to be reckoned after the birthright. You don't go to the birthright, you stupid, ignorant, unlearned creatures, teachers, wannabes. You run me over to the genealogy, and you say, Pastor Buddy, you ain't read this, and you're denying this scripture here. But I done told you I found fault with it. Two different versions. They only give two versions here in the New Parchment, and both of them, neither one of them don't agree. So which one? Take your choice here. Did he come through the bloodline of Solomon? Yeah. Well, then it says he came through the bloodline of Nathan over in the book of Luke. Any, many, money, mo. Catch a genealogy by its toe. If you don't holler, then use it. Well, we're hauling here. Praise Yahweh. We've done hit the dog and he's yapping here with the truth, and you're not to reckon the genealogy after the birthright. My heavens, I'm going to have to get out of here, and the time is already gone. Where in the world is time going? It ain't even started. My heavens, praise Yahweh. Pastor Buddy, the shepherd's call. I've got to get out of here, ladies and gentlemen. I have done my time here tonight on the genealogy. I've enjoyed being with you, praise Yahweh. And if you know any of these pastors that like to debate this message, why don't you sick them? Praise Yahweh. And we will handle your big Rockwaller. I mean, I'm just a little chihuahua up here, barking a little bit of truth out. And I'm telling you, truth will chase the enemy, praise Yahweh. Pastor Buddy, area code 423-626-2172. Email Buddy, lowercase letters, B-U-D-D-Y, at www.gap.net. Write me, Pastor Buddy, if you like the truth. If you don't, then you take a hike. Praise Yahweh. But if you want truth, and you want it, and you don't want it watered down, call Pastor Buddy. Or write Pastor Buddy at Post Office Box 2284, New Caswell, Tennessee. The zip is 37854. See, I ain't got enough nerve to give out my telephone number and my address. Praise Yahweh. So here I am. I'm the gunfighter. I'm the outlaw. I'm not the in-law, ladies and gentlemen. I'm outside looking in. I'm where Christ was. I'm in the streets crying out to the congregation, come out of her, my people. Be not partakers of her sin, for sins have reached in heaven. And Pastor Buddy, area code 423-626-2172, Buddy at www.gap.net. If you want some more of this, praise Yahweh, then listen to this. I told you, now the birth of Christ was on this wise. Verse 20, I'm back to Matthew. I'll get this in for you. Matthew 1:20. But while he thought, this is Joseph, then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not willing to make her a public example, was minded to slip her over and hide her while she was pregnant. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of Yahweh appeared unto him in a dream, saying, now listen here, listen what he says. Here's the key. Thou, saying, Joseph, thou son of David. So they've got Joseph over here in the bloodline of Judah, and they've got Christ in the bloodline of Judah, when we all know that David was from the bloodline of Jesse, which was from the tribe of Ephraim. And so here goes the genealogy, and I told you so in 1 Chronicles 5 and 2. The birthright is not to be reckoned after the genealogy, for Christ said, "Go unto the scribes." You better learn what that means, ladies and gentlemen. The scribes are the ones that handed you this unholy Bible. I bet you never heard a preacher say that. It ain't a holy Bible. When man put his hands on it, it became unholy, because filthy hands have handled this word. Now, the living word is different. Unholy hands can't handle that. And only the true hearts can seek it and find it. The living word will bear witness with what truth that of the written word, and these things are written that you may know and believe and understand, that when a preacher comes on the scene that's worth his salt, he will rightly divide it for you, and he'll give you the facts, not the tradition, or as it seems right. He'll give you the way that is right. Praise y'all. That is the difference, ladies and gentlemen. And I am here to tell you tonight that Yahweh is the King of all kings, and he's coming for a sheep that has kept the faith and has not denied his name. Now, verse 2, this is Matthew chapter 2, verse 1. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. Now, ladies and gentlemen, something wrong here. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea? No. He was not born in Bethlehem, Judea. If he was, then Micah 5 and 2, you can take that and kiss it. That's a false prophecy. Micah 5 and 2, right underneath there in verse 2, Micah 5 and 2, and see where that the true inherited birthright son is supposed to come to according to the old prophets. I'm going to believe them instead of these scribes here that's done a little changing, altering. That it's true that he was born in Bethlehem, but not Bethlehem, Judea. He was born in Bethlehem, Ephratah. Geographically, there is a vast difference between Bethlehem, Ephratah. You better learn what it means. I did my study on it. It's time you did yours. Why don't you come to some of our festival and feasts? I'm going to be teaching on Passover next week. You need to tune in next week, and I'll tell you exactly how we teach. See, I get on the floor sometimes, and I'll teach for 3 or 4 hours and never pick up the Bible. And I can quote Scripture all day long and never open up a Bible. That's not that I've got a fabulous memory. I just got the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I bring out things that have never been brought out before. It's not because I know. It's because he knows. And because he knows that I know that I want what he knows. And he said he resists the pride and give grace to them. But well, I had to get down low. I had to fast. I had to pray. I had to seek. I had to ask. And when I got the truth, I got more than a bargain for it. Because I found out when I got the truth, I got a few. When I was in a lie, when I was preaching a lie, I had a big congregation. They all left. Praise the Lord. Well, I didn't want crows no way. I want sheep. Praise the Lord. That's my cue. I got to get here. Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh bless you is my prayer. Until I see you next broadcast, which will be tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Yahweh bless you, Jacob.
Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Call, live on Sleep Radio. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.